Brian Fernette is the regional supervisor for Sportfish. He recently moved back into the renovated building and likes how the new space is flooded with light. Gone are tall cubicle partitions and dark hallways.
It certainly is a lot brighter, there's no question.
But there are some design choices Fernette says employees find puzzling, like how the ceiling bows towards the middle.
Lower in the center, higher on the walls, and I don't know what that is for other than to maybe give the impression that more light's being drawn to the center of the building.
That's intentional?
That's intentional. People think it's a mistake, but it's intentional. Some people look at it for a while, and then they say that's making me kind of nauseous, but after a while, you just get used to it.
Some changes employees may not get used to. As a supervisor, Fernette gets his own office, but most won't. The building has been redesigned for universal space standards, a cost and space-saving plan implemented by then-Governor Sean Parnell. Some workstations were whittled down to about half the square footage, each costing the state over $8,000.
Well, there were a number of concerns that our members had. Of course, it's reduced space for them to work. It was less privacy.
Jim Duncan is the executive director of the Alaska State Employees Association. The union filed for arbitration over the state office layout about 2 years ago, citing safety and health concerns for its members, but eventually reached an understanding with the Walker administration.
The arbitration is still in place. We are just not moving it forward. We had an agreement, an understanding from the administration that they would complete the projects that were underway under the previous administration.
The changes have already happened in Anchorage's Atwood building and a floor of Juneau's state office building. Douglas now has 32 vacant spaces. Andy Mills, a spokesperson, says the Walker-Mallott administration is evaluating if new standards are worth it. And he realizes if it continues, it could affect him.
So the space standards would actually entail me not having an office.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I certainly think that when you're looking at difficult budget times, I think most folks understand you want to look at everything possible when it's sort of a decision between programs, people, or space. But at the same time, you need to be fair and respectful to the employees.
He says some of the sacrifices he wouldn't mind. His floor of the state office building has outdated furniture and a tiny break room with no seating.
If you came and saw it, it's a fairly small room. So it's the size of a closet.
The renovated offices, on the other hand, come with roomier break rooms and updated kitchen appliances. It's designed to increase collaboration. But Mills says the name, Universal Space Standards, does sound a bit drab.
It sounds like it's a gray box that you might be uninviting. But the customizability of the system's furniture, when folks get a chance to look at it, is probably a little more versatile than they would have first thought.
Brian Fernette shows me his new desk. He's able to raise it at work in a standing position or lower it back down.
It's just a simple little switch.
He says the new layout has a bit of a learning curve. The front counter is intermingled with wildlife conservation and sport fish to provide easier access for the public. The Department of Corrections moves in this week. He says for some employees, there have been concerns.
I think what most people will probably tell you what they feel they're having to give up is separation from their coworkers in order to get work done and not be disturbed. Whether or not that comes to light as being a big issue or a small issue, we'll see as time goes.
Fernette says they're looking at white noise machines as a possible solution. The state has no immediate plans to roll out more Universal Space Standards offices. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.